B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1. Holy cow. All of our key fobs work. We are all back in the building. We are here for a brand new week of shows with the Manny, Roy, and Larry Morning Show. Super excited, Roy. We have our Secret Santa on Thursday. And Roy was just telling us off the air how pumped up he is for such a big event.
Let me tell you
over
something.
Over to you, bud.
It is the one time a year where we get to turn this radio station into doing something for the good of the community. And there's nothing that jazzes me up more than that. So Thursday, we are doing our Secret Santa. It's a little different this year because of COVID. And I got to do it behind this plexi wall glass.
Yes.
But Thursday, if you listen to the Manny, Roy, and Larry Morning Show all morning long, we're going to be raising money and helping the kids that need it the most here around the holidays.
And by the way, I don't know if either of you two know this, but we officially have a kickoff party.
Oh yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, it's actually happening. There was a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but it is happening. We're having a kickoff party Wednesday night at Nouvelle in Uptown. It is outside. It's on the rooftop. We're going to be socially distancing. And like I said, we're outside, so we're in CDC guidelines.
Good. Because that's something you ignored over your Thanksgiving break.
It's not. I had everyone outside.
Not in that picture you posted.
For dinner.
You look at my Thanksgiving versus hers. I mean,
I didn't have room. Where am I supposed to put all these people?
I don't know. It's just funny. Okay, so yes, Loren will put details on that, how you can go and get out in front of the Secret Santa, which is happening on Thursday. The other big difference is this year we're doing our other children's hospital here in town, Hemby. So our money that we raise will go for the Hemby Children's Hospital as opposed to Levine this year, which is nice.
Hey, listen, I don't care who it is. As long as it's a kid and I get to help them out, I'm there.
All right, here is our Monday morning song.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Monday morning, a rainy Monday morning. And by the way, if you are of the city, you're getting pummeled with rain right now. If you're living in and around the Charlotte area, another huge line of rain just in time for the kids to go off to school, if that's what they're doing this morning, is coming. I just saw the weather map. It doesn't look promising, boys.
It's not supposed to rain all day, though, right?
I think the rain's supposed to end, but it's supposed to get colder.
Oh, gosh. I didn't bring a jacket.
I know. Look at you.
I just brought a vest.
Is that one of the vests that we can zip our sleeves onto it?
No, I wish so.
Wow. So we had a nice break. Wednesday was our last live show. Tuesday was our last live show. And we had a really nice break. Did everybody have a good, Roy, you went to Virginia?
Yeah, I did. And for once, you know, a lot of times breaks go by pretty quickly. And this one did in the essence that, like, I looked, I was like, wow, gosh, this day flew by. But I traveled and I stayed a couple nights with my mom and dad. Then I stayed a night with my sister. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed a couple nights in a hotel. And I just kept bouncing from one location to another location. I'm like, I just want to get back to my bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like a nomad.
I know. But it was great. We had a very socially distanced Thanksgiving. Each household had its own table.
Good.
And its own serving food. Like, the food on the table was our food. So there was no buffet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There was, like, my sister made tins for everyone, and that's your food.
You had, like, it was basically, like, you delivered to your table like you were at a restaurant.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a...
How did that... So, like, if you don't want the stuffing, but Sterling does, does she take the order?
Well, everybody got everything.
And so
you just serve yourself from those smaller portions.
Yep. But now I did have an injury with my arm, and so I could barely eat, which was pretty funny.
Is your arm still hurt? It was hurting on Monday of last week.
It got worse. Like, to the point, like, Wednesday night, I couldn't even move it. I could barely even move. So here I am Thursday, Thanksgiving, eating with my left hand because my right hand arm wasn't working. Food was going everywhere. I was dropping it all over my body because I didn't know how to eat with my left hand.
And put you in a high chair with a bib.
Do we need a sling for your arm? What's the...
Went out and bought a sling. I'm too fat for the sling. So I couldn't fit the sling. I was just one roadblock after the other roadblock.
Too fat for the sling.
I'm sitting there YouTube and I'm like, there must be something I'm doing wrong. And then Sterling puts it on just fine. And I'm like, oh, another thing that's not built for fat people, slings. Slings. I did need a sling. But now I have a little bit more mobility.
But you still don't know what happened.
A tendon.
But you don't know how that happened. Like a mystery injury.
Yeah, I mean, I have a theory, but it's not fun to talk about.
Mm.
Let's do a number two.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think that's what it is.
That's right. He got injured wiping his butt.
I don't know what happened, but that's when I started noticing some difference in mobility. Let's just say that.
You know, the likely story is that you have carpal tunnel.
I don't know. I don't know. You know how you do contact tracing with the COVID? Roy did arm injury tracing, and he traced it back to the toilet.
I just know that was my first sign of, oh, there's not much mobility here.
That's funny. What about you, Ren? How was your break?
It was good. I mean, just lots of family stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we hosted Thanksgiving dinner, and then I did a little grandmom photo shoot with our kids and the grandmoms because they were in town. And then we had Santa come yesterday.
So, I saw pictures.
Yeah, we had a good time.
So how does one, just because the pictures are out there and people are going to want to know, what did you do to keep everybody safe during the COVID times?
We were outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. There was food inside, but you like got your food and came outside. So yeah. We had a fire going. The kids all played on the trampoline and the swing set.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a bourbon bar outside to intrigue everybody to come out.
Alcohol usually drags people out.
Yep, usually does.
We had Thanksgiving at my sister-in-law's. It was my mom, my dad, and my mom's a breast cancer fighter, so we were extra careful with her. But it was such a beautiful day here, Roy, on Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, the temperatures were in, like, the low 70s.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect time to eat outside.
We had, like, basically my sister-in-law had all the windows open in her house to keep the air fresh, and we ate outside on their screened-in porch. We were able to open the windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect, so... everybody had a good time, and hopefully you all had great Thanksgivings, too. I know we said it on social media, but we want to say it again here on the radio. Thank you all for being part of the MRL Show family for 5 years, and we're thankful that you guys tune in and listen every morning. We appreciate it. Saturday, Small Business Saturday?
No.
I have not done any of my Christmas shopping yet.
No.
Not one piece.
I feel bad. Unfortunately, I have not been a big supporter of small business.
Yeah, and it's like, it's easy. I read something that said between Walmart, Amazon, and Target, like, we've spent $6 billion since the pandemic because it's convenient. And that's what I was telling my neighbor. I was like, we want to shop small. And, like, I needed stuff at the hardware store. And I'm like, I just wish there was, like, a small hardware store nearby. Because Lowe's and Home Depot, they're just so convenient. And two Targets and Ballantyne, it's all just so convenient, you know?
Yeah.
But we did go to a, what's that toy store in Cotswold? It's a really good toy store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what is that place called?
We went there. I forget the name of it. But if you're in the Charlotte area, you know what I'm talking about. But we went there on Saturday, and I took Dean, Ruby, my wife, and I. And with the kids, Dean gets in and out of the car himself, no problem. But sometimes he comes out of the car hot, where he opens the door of our Traverse. And if there's a car next to it, I got to remind him to open slowly because, like... he's always pulling up to the club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like he always comes out hot, opens the door hard, you know, jumps out like a clown at a circus, perhaps, you know. And then with Ruby, we need room because you need room to maneuver her in. She's still two, so she gets into her car seat. We have to do that, you know. And the spots at that place in Cotswold are small already. It's just there's not a lot of room. So I found one spot that was like bushes to the right of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just a spot to the left, and nobody was there. And it was awesome. When we got out, we had all this room. And then when we came back, the car did the worst move ever. And you know, how if you listen to the show at this time of the morning, you know how crazy we are about parking here.
Yeah.
We all have our individual unspoken parking spots in the garage downstairs. And if anybody parks out of order or across the line or something, it sends us in a frenzy.
We don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I come back to the car, and clearly the car has just turned into the spot, if that makes sense, and didn't straighten out.
Yeah.
So now, like, I'm drawing, like, a little diagram.
They're all cockeyed in the spot.
Yeah, basically. Like, so I'm going to draw a little diagram. So that's my car there. You know what I mean? And then the other car is cockeyed.
I don't even know what
you
you're drawing
like my
is.
Diagram?
Dude, I have no clue what that is. I think the car bent. I think your car's a U.
That's not my car. That's their car. You see what I mean? They came in and just turned.
Right.
So now I can't get into my door.
Your door, but everybody else can get in just fine.
Right. All I wanted to do was go out on Saturday, spend money at a small business, which we did, get back into the car, go home, eat lunch, get back to the safety of our home, and this idiot parked like that and ruined my day.
So did you have to go through the passenger side?
No.
No. You just banged the door?
That black car might have a white spot on it.
Oh, okay.
And I might have pushed my butt against the door as I got in, too, to make sure that there'd be a little dent in that car. But absolutely, that is so frustrating. And my wife is like, well, maybe they just didn't see. And I go, no, they just whipped in and didn't reverse to straighten out.
Those spots over there are small, too.
I know. But they, the people that parked there, I was like waiting to back out. And Amanda's like, are you waiting for them? And I was like, kind of. But what am I going
to
say?
Yeah, what are you going to? That's a weird confrontation to
right.
have.
Hey, hell of a parking job.
need those cards that you leave on people's windows.
Yeah, you do. That's fun. Like, you can't drive, idiot.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to park.com, you know.
Yeah, I remember one. There was one with Mickey Mouse giving the big flip off. And it said, great parking job. Next time, leave me a can opener so I can get my car out or something like that, you know. But anyway, I thought that was not awesome. But the rest of my vacation was, you know, and then the other thing, too, is like, I don't know if you guys are like me, but because we wake up in the morning so early, it takes like 3 days for me to not wake up automatically by like 5:30.
Sure.
So Saturday and Sunday, like yesterday, I slept till almost 8:30 uninterrupted.
Whoa, look at you.
I know. I'm jealous of you.
And so now your cycle's all messed up because you had to wake back up at the crack of dawn to come in here.
Yeah. Of course, I woke up before the alarm because I knew I had to get up. Mm-hmm. But I stayed up and watched that Tyson fight on Saturday night. And Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., who we had in the studio years ago.
Was that a big deal?
Tyson hadn't been in the ring since 2006.
Dallas thought Tyson was going to kill the dude. And then for it to come down to decision, he was like,
yeah, I knew he wasn't. Neither one of them were going to kill each other. Tyson's 54. The other guy was 51.
Yeah, they're old men.
To be clear, no one, when you say kill each other, you weren't being serious.
No, yeah. There was like a couple big shots, but other than that, it was it was okay. But it was funny because Tyson looked older, but he looked like...
Saggy?
Yeah, a little bit. But you know what he looked like? He looked like the app that you have on your phone where you can test to see how you're going to look in like 40 years from now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That's what he...
He's aging on progression with the phone.
Yeah, he looked like an app. Okay. I mean, he looked good, but it was like, you know, he just was a little more tired and a little more wrinkled looking, just like he would be on the app. So, all right, quick break, and then when we come back,
mind bender time.
Yeah, get our brains back in order after a long break.
I got something so good, ain't none of y'all going to get it.
All right, a tricky, tough question from Roy in our mind bender coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Made It More Than Brand Morning Show, a Kiss 95.1 time for a morning mind bender. Are you smart?
If you think you know the answer to Roy's quote-unquote impossible question, give us a call, 704-570-9595. We actually could give away an MRL Show t-shirt.
Okay. All right, sure. 704-570-9595. This item is touched about 30 times before you buy it.
Oh.
This item is touched about 30 times before you buy it. Now, I want to help you out because you're thinking, well, gosh, you could touch anything.
Banana.
Right? Grocery store.
So I'm going to tell you this. It's not in, if you're looking at a store, it's not in the food section, household section, or like a furniture section.
Well, that clears it up.
Well, I think that's the majority of the store. Right?
Is it at the cash wrap?
The what?
The item. Is it at the cash wrap?
The, like at the cash register?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've never seen it there. I've never seen it at the cash register. I could be wrong.
704-570-9595. You got to call in to win. We got to hear your voice. Tell us the answer to the question.
This item has been touched about 30 times before you buy it. It's not food. It's not furniture.
30's a lot.
I know. I feel like you just made it harder for me.
It's not food. It's not furniture.
How about this? Well, no, I'll save that. I'll save that tip.
Okay.
I was about to tell you something I think would give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away just yet.
I'm trying to get a good guess out there. You know, I like to get these and save our t-shirt for another day.
Not food, not furniture.
Well, I was thinking gum, so I guess that would be food anyway.
Is it your iPhone or your phone?
Before you buy it, dude.
Yeah, but the display, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't buy that one.
All right, back off.
No, you're right. It's not an electronics either, because I can see where you'd probably finagle with electronics.
Yeah.
It's not an electronics.
Hmm.
All right, the calls are starting to come in. Let's see who the smartest person in the Carolinas is.
Diane and Rock Hill, what do you think it is? Go ahead, Diane. What do you think it is?
I think it's a meat package.
A meat package is incorrect.
But it's a fun word to say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's a meat package?
I think it's the meat on the wall.
You said no food, right?
But it's no food.
Okay.
It's not the food section. It's not in the electronics. It's not in the furniture. It's not like furniture.
Oh, there's a really good guess on the text, but you got to call.
Yep, you got to call and say it in. Christy and Charlotte, what do you think it is?
Is it a fleece blanket?
You know, that's a good guess because a lot of people would touch a fleece blanket before you buy it because you want to make sure it's soft enough, but that is incorrect.
Good guess, though. You're right. Rub it up against your face.
I'm going to give another hint. Every time I've ever seen this item, people are touching it. And you, every time you see someone seeing this item, they're touching it.
I think I know what it is now.
Wait, and you're buying it?
You're buying it, but every time you've ever seen this item, people are touching it. All right, let's talk with Vinny in York. What do you think it is, Vinny?
I think it's a toaster.
A toaster is incorrect.
Why'd you guess toaster, Vin?
I know, that's kind of random.
I don't know. Just, the only thing I can think of that doesn't fall into those categories, the only other thing would be like a teddy bear.
Okay.
Not a teddy bear either.
Good double guesses. Buzzed for Vinny.
I feel like this is like Family Feud.
I know. It is a hard one.
Do you want me to give you another hint that I think will definitely give it away?
Is anybody on hold close?
No.
I want this person to call.
Let me see what you think it is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The texter. Yeah. So somebody who texted us got it right.
Yeah.
But you got to call.
This is a good one. How is this not right?
Ashley in Waxhaw, what do you think it is?
Clothes.
Yeah.
You know, you do. Every time you see someone shopping for clothes, they are touching it. But that item is not touched 30 times before you buy it. And just so everyone knows, when it comes to like the average of what item is touched before you buy, this tops the charts. This item is touched more than most anything else in the store before you buy it.
Yeah, I mean, Ashley, you're right. If you're looking for a shirt, you know, you're looking for your size, you're touching it to move it through the rack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right?
No, yep. This item gets touched more. It is the most touched item in the grocery store.
I feel like you have to pick it up to check it out.
I know this isn't right, Roy, but I think it's funny.
All right, this is Brittany and Shelby.
Hi, Brittany.
It's a Sherpa jacket.
A Sherpa jacket was her guess.
It says a really soft jacket.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
What's a Sherpa?
I don't know.
That's the material.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought those were the people that took you up to Mount Everest.
Mate?
They're like guides. All right.
It seems like if I wore a Sherpa, PETA would come after me. I don't know if that's true.
At least Nicole would. All right, a quick break. Let's regather our thoughts. We know one texter's got it right, but Roy, the question on the mindbender is?
This item is touched about 30 times before you buy it. Every time you see someone shopping for it, they're buying it. 704-570-9595.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you, and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Roy has a stump. Normally, I have a good hint or a good hitch on a mind bender, but this morning you got me.
This item's touched about 30 times before you buy it. It's if you're in a store, it's not in the food section, furniture section, household section. It's not in the electronics. But anytime someone's wanting to buy it, they're touching it.
All right, 704-570-9595. We'll see if we can't get a winner. Annalise has been on hold for a while. Hi, Annalise.
Hello.
What do you think it is?
My answer changed. I think it's a greeting card. Like a birthday card.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Oh, yay! Hey, congratulations.
This item is touched about 30 times before you buy it.
Awesome.
Now, it's a...
I don't know what to do. Do you know what to do?
On the screen, it says her answer was blanket in Dallas in Hickory. His answer is greeting card.
Which he called in with the first correct guess, so we have to give the prize to him, Annalise.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, because you changed, it kind of screwed up our rules.
Hey, Dallas, what do you want to say to Annalise? Dallas and Hickory, go ahead. What do you want to say to Annalise? You stole your answer.
Sorry, Annalise.
You guys can share the MRL show shirt. Like
rip it in half.
Maybe Dallas could get it on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Annalise could wear it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, something like that.
But no, it is true, Dallas and Annalise. It's touched about 30 times before you buy it. It is a greeting card.
Oh.
I think Annalise is our former intern, Annalise, too. I recognize her voice. So she might already have an MRL shirt.
I don't know.
Like Dallas.
Annalise?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, she sounds just like her.
By the way, I think it's cool that you remember how our interns sound. I don't know if I can pick up any of our interns' voices.
I remember Annalise. She was feisty. This Annalise seems a little tame. Well, Annalise, congratulations. You won. You do not get the prize, though, as you switch the answer on us. So congratulations. You and Dallas are the smartest people in the Carolinas, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And Dallas, congratulations. You get the MRL Show T-shirt.
Thank you so much.
Only a really good morning show can navigate that. Like, I would hear shows that would be like, let's give them both shirts. No, we don't have that kind of.
We don't have two shirts.
Inventory.
No.
We have two shirts. I didn't know how to navigate.
Sarah and Rock Hill, hi, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show. Your answer was gift card.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good guess, but not the correct one.
Yeah.
Close,
I mean,
though.
I got part of it right.
Yeah, you got card.
You got the card part right. All right, thanks, Sarah. And then Savannah and Gastonia, what were you going to say?
Candles.
Yeah.
Everybody smells candles as they walk by them.
That's true.
They pick them up. By the way, these are all items that I've shopped during a pandemic for, and I'm realizing I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, you put your snout all over a candle, and then somebody else comes in right after you and puts their nose in it. Yeah. All right, Savannah and Gastonia, thank you so much for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show.
Thank you.
And playing along. The other issue with candles, too, that I have is, like, once you smell one or you're in the candle store for a long period of time, they all start smelling alike.
That's why they put the little coffee beans out, so you cleanse your palate.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Oh.
Is that real?
Uh-huh.
I had no idea.
I thought that was just a design, like a aesthetic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hashtag the more you know.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show.
Okay, I need to lean on you, our radio family. I've been lying to my fiancé. And the more I think about it, the more it's like a stupid lie. I'm tired of keeping it going. So maybe I should come clean. We'll discuss coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Roy. You say you are lying to your fiance. How dare you? I am not for this.
Well, but you know, around the holidays, everyone's lying a little bit about something.
Yeah, and a little white lie never hurt anyone.
Keeping a secret is different than lying.
So here's what I'm dealing with. The PlayStation 5 is the hardest gift to get. I guess you must have some supercomputer god to get this. To get the PS5, because every time, I will set up notifications for all the major retailers when they're getting in stock. I've gotten to the point where I'm calling companies and corporate lines to find out when they're getting the stock in. So I'm going to set up alerts.
The ultimate gamer you've become.
Well, you know, my fiance really wants the PS5 for the Harry Potter game. And so I'm trying to get it. And but the problem is, though, as a grown adult, we're also competing with teenagers. You know what I'm saying? They got way more passion to get through the checkout process than me.
They're learning virtually from coast to coast with plenty of time to stay on their computer for that countdown.
Right. I have life. Like, I got to go take care of things. So I've set up reminders on my phone, you know. And so, like, there's a lot of times people have shipments at, like, 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 8 p.m. is what I'm kind of noticing the trends of when these come in stock. And so I'm setting up all these alarms on my phone about two minutes before it goes on sale, so I can immediately get it and try to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't tell you how many times in the middle of the night, like at 1 a.m., my alarm goes off. And I turn it off.
Aren't you waking your fiance up?
Oh yeah, but I have to wake up. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to get up. You know, I have to wake up, and so he wakes up and he goes, "Is everything okay?" Every time, everything like something awful just occurred. Everything good? I'm like, yeah, I don't know. My alarm just went off. That's my line.
Just randomly went off.
I don't know.
I can't figure it out.
You know how this technology is. Back to sleep with you, honey.
Meanwhile, he's not buying it. Come on. Roy's like the most technological savvy person ever. If I have an issue, I go, Roy.
I know. And I'm trying to. I know. Well, he's believing it at 1 a.m. You know, I'm like, I don't know. My phone must be broken. My alarm just keeps going off randomly.
Sleep.
And then he goes to sleep. And then I go to try to put the PS5 in my card. And it sells out within 2 seconds. You know, and I can't even check out.
And you've dejected him back to bed.
Then I go right back to sleep. And I'm like, another sleepless night for no freaking reason.
Listen, you are, I know my wife is in the car dropping the kids off right now. And she's going, Steven would never do this for me. Your commitment to getting this gift.
Well, and here's why.
Amazing.
Here's why I'm so committed, because he doesn't
want to.
No. I really don't. I have no desire for it. He doesn't want anything, like, ever. But this is like the one thing he has said that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Like any other time, I'm buying him a bunch of crap that he never wants or needs or uses.
Right. So like a Harry Potter wand, for instance.
I don't know what the heck to buy this guy.
Remember he bought the Harry Potter wand?
Yeah.
He opened up the wand. He's like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm like, don't you like Harry Potter? I don't know.
Put a spell on me.
Can't you make me fit?
I don't know what you're supposed to do in the wand.
Can't you wish us a pizza?
So I never know how to buy him gifts because my fiance never wants anything. Well, this is the one thing he wants. And of course, everyone else in the world wants it at the exact same time.
Yeah.
So your whole thing is you're lying to your fiance by telling him all these made up little things. So you're sending him off the trail.
And I'm like, but should I? Because I don't think I'm going to get it. And I'm like, should I just say, you know, but I'm trying to wake up in the middle of the night to buy you this stupid PS5. Should I just come clean with it?
Now, that I've done before, Loren, where I wanted credit for trying to get something that I didn't get.
Oh,
that's the me route.
Yeah, but then what happens if he actually gets it between now and Christmas for some reason?
Well, you shouldn't say anything yet.
Okay.
Don't say anything yet.
So like on Christmas morning?
Okay, because I feel bad about lying every night.
Yeah, I mean, like what you do is you get a shoebox, and then inside the shoebox, cut out a picture of the PS5 and put it in there and wrap it, and with a little note that was like, every morning I woke up trying to do that. Why are you shaking your head no?
Because Sterling is going to go through the phases of immediately thinking that he got the gift and it's ordered, it's just not here yet, and then you're just going to break his heart by saying, well, I tried to get it for you. So I figured I'd print out a piece of paper? What? Tell him.
And then I'm trying to deal with, like, we have, like, still a month to Christmas.
Yeah.
Can I keep this lie up? Like at some point, he's going to be like, why is your phone going off in the middle of the night?
You need to give, like, some 15-year-old $100 to do it in the middle of the night.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It is Charlotte's Morning Show, and we are so proud to be part of the community here for the last 5 years. Together with you, we've raised thousands of dollars for the kids in the Carolinas. And this Thursday, it is back. We are doing Secret Santa for our friends at Novant Health Hemby Children's Hospital. And CPI Security helping us make Thursday a special day.
You know, there's a lot of kids who can't go home for the holidays. They're sick, they're injured, and they have to spend the holidays inside the hospital. We're going to try to brighten up their Christmas and their holidays by bringing a little joy to the hospital through our Secret Santa radio broadcast.
You can actually go online right now to kiss951.com and donate early.
Yeah. Or you can also go to the event, the kickoff party Wednesday night at Nouvelle at the AC Hotel in Uptown Charlotte. We're going to have a little shopping event, so you can sip cocktails shop from a little boutique there. Then the proceeds will go also to Secret Santa.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's say good morning to Alyssa on line 6. Hey, Alyssa.
Hey.
So Roy's lying to his fiance. We just talked about this. But he's doing it for a good cause, quote unquote. He's doing it to surprise him.
Yeah. I got a story about me lying to my boyfriend about a phone. I was buying a phone for my boss, and the, like, 30 minutes after I got it and set it up, and I get a call on the phone from my boyfriend. I'm like, how? He got an email saying that there had been a new phone added to our plan or whatever. And I was like, on the spot, had to come up with a lie to why I had this phone. And
so what did the quick right side of your brain say?
What'd you tell him?
I told him that my boss was letting me borrow his phone because mine was off Monday. That was the first thing to come off the top of my head. And
he bought it?
No, he did not. He had his suspicions raised, and he works out of town. So his first thought was, I'm cheating automatically.
Oh,
so
he got gosh.
He's looking through the phone,
mm-hmm.
looking at it, and he's like, why do you have, he let you borrow this really nice phone.
So, but he was he surprised, Alyssa, when you came clean and told him?
Yeah, he was. And I was like, Landy, you've been saying for months you need a new phone. Did it not register?
Thanks, Alyssa. No, men are dumb. We don't put two and two together like that. Like, do you think Sterling's going to be surprised, or is he going to say, oh, I knew there was something up when you were setting your alarm for 5 a.m. and 1 a.m.?
I think he'll know something's up.
Yeah.
I think so. I think he'll know.
9-0 said, I've been lying to my boyfriend for the past month about getting him a shotgun for Christmas. I go and pick it up tomorrow, and I told him I was too broke to buy him a gun. He's not getting one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We don't have money. I can't get it for you. Then all of a sudden, bang, it shows up. How about this from 864 says, I surprised my husband. We got married. I told him we were going to a friend's garden gathering. We walked in and the preacher was there.
Wow.
That's how you, wow. Okay.
I surprised him in June because we were getting married in July in Costa Rica. So she lied about getting married, I guess, and walked him into the wedding.
Okay. I have so many questions.
I do too. Why wouldn't you just want to go get married in Costa Rica? You know, why
maybe they were eloping. They wanted to do it in front of the family.
Oh, maybe that's it. Know. Everybody else was there.
Yeah, they probably went to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Surprise, we're getting married. Oh, that's happening today. I'm wearing my work outside shirt.
Oh, I mean, on any given day, I could have food on my shirt.
Right?
Like, I need more advanced. Like, and I don't like immediately go home and change. And I'm like, well, this is happening. I'm stuck with food today.
Let's see. 704 says, Roy, I'd stand by in line for you, buddy. 20 hours. You got this.
Oh, God bless you.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Carlos and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Yes, Lorenz, get out of the studio.
All right, Carlos is all business. I'm out.
All right, Lorenz is putting the headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. Slammed the door.
All right, here we go. Carlos, question one. Former President Barack Obama has given Drake his blessing to play him in a movie. Now, Drake has acting experience on what show?
No idea.
He played Jimmy in a television show, and he had no idea? All right.
He was in a wheelchair.
It's in Degrassi.
Okay. Question number two. Dolly Parton's new holiday features a collaboration with her pop star goddaughter. Who is that?
It's in Miley Cyrus.
Dua Lipa had a big weekend. She held her Studio 2054 live stream and booked an appearance on this NBC late night comedy show. What show is that? Three.
I don't know.
Two? Okay, no answer there. This Canadian pop star is set to headline this year's Super Bowl halftime show.
The Weeknd.
And question five. Rumor has it that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are getting back together. They're currently splitting time between L.A. and Boston. What is their daughter's name?
Drew Thompson.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren's coming back in.
He did pretty well.
Yeah, he did do well. Loren, welcome back to the studio.
Okay.
Carlos got four correct.
All right.
All right. Let's see how you do, Loren. Former President Barack Obama has given Drake his blessing to play him in a movie. Now, Drake has acting experience in what TV show?
Degrassi.
That's right, 1-1.
Dolly Parton's new holiday song features a collab with her pop star goddaughter. Who is that?
Is it Miley? Miley Cyrus?
That's right, 2-2.
Dua Lipa had a big weekend. She held her Studio 2054 live stream and booked an appearance on this NBC late night comedy show.
SNL.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Carlos. 3-2.
Saturday Night Live, Carlos, is what we were looking for.
Oh.
All right, this Canadian pop star is set to headline this year's Super Bowl halftime show.
The Weeknd.
That is right. We're at 4-3.
And rumor has it that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are getting back together. They're currently splitting time between L.A. and Boston. They have a daughter together. We want to know the daughter's name.
True.
False.
That's correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you got 15 wins.
Carlos, that one gotcha.
Yeah, I'm Carlos from Charlotte, and I cannot be Loren.
Thanks for playing, Carlos.
Thank you, guys.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So I guess I have a little bit of a dilemma. And it's more of an internal dilemma than anything. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who does this, but do you guys have a one-day closet, like a wardrobe that maybe you'll fit into one day?
See, you mentioned this last week, and I wrote down a little note to bring up Loren's one-day closet, because a lot of people have, like, I don't know, a one-day pair of pants, a tight shirt that shows off some pecs and abs, and that's right. Their one-day shirt. You have a closet full of one-day stuff.
Well, I'm holding on to a lot of the stuff from before the babies, right?
Right.
Like my wardrobe before the babies, I would like to get back into someday, but I'm having a really hard time letting go of it, too.
So cash is four.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but there's probably no hope for me now. It's been too long.
Say nighty night to the honestly, what I was gonna say, I mean, I'm no stylist, but I'm my wife works in the retail industry, so I know that fashion styles change.
Yeah.
So is anything that you wore 4 years ago still?
No. Yes, there are some staple pieces like jeans. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I feel like jeans are pretty universal. Mm-hmm. You know,
are they boot cut, flare legged, skinny?
Skinnies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Skinnies
apple
have been.
Bottom. Apple bottom. is apple bottom still in?
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Boots with the fur?
Do you have a pair of furry boots in your closet right now?
Yeah. But one day they'll come back in. Things are. Fashion is so circular. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, things are hot now, and then they won't be hot for, like, another 7 years, but then things might come back in.
The 90s are back. You can see your overalls that you still have in there, your denim overalls?
Sure do.
You're good to go.
Denim throw overalls. Anything out.
I mean, they fit until 4 years ago.
Well, I think it's great to have a one-day closet. I bought, like, a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago, a jacket that did not fit. I couldn't even zip it up. Like, it was too tight on me. But I loved it. It was a denim jacket, and it was really great. And now, this year, I fit into it. And it was a glorious feeling. I put it on. I was like, oh, I'm no longer fat. I'm skinny. it buttons.
You know how superheroes put on their costume? Yeah. That jacket was Roy's costume. Right. He went into the phone booth and changed into it.
I put that bad boy on and ate some wings, and it was amazing. I mean, it was worth it.
And it got tighter.
I was going to say, though, isn't there something, like, almost motivating about it?
Well,
like,
you tell us. I don't know. The fact that, like, so I know my wife goes through and purges out the stuff in her closet because mm-hmm. she sells stuff and gives stuff away. But I mean, I don't know. Is there something motivating to it? You have a whole closet full of one day clothes.
I mean, I have like three bins in the garage that are just jeans and not t-shirts, but like nice shirts that I wore back in my cheerleading days. You know what I mean?
2011, 12, 13-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 16, here comes baby Cash. Just wreaking havoc. And then I just never got back there.
So what are you going to do with the clothes that you have now? Would you ultimately do a switch out and get back into your pre-Cash stuff from 4 years ago and then get rid of the stuff you have now? Because you're never, once you get into your one-day clothes, you're never going back to the old stuff.
I hope not.
But are you going to keep those just in case?
No. I would probably donate those just to stay motivated to stay in the one-day clothes.
Yeah, I don't know. I found it interesting that you have a whole closet full of one-day clothes.
I mean,
shoes too?
No, you're some women's feet change sizes when they're pregnant. Mine did not.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That would be an expensive hunk of the closet coming out.
I say keep it and buy clothes that don't fit you. That's what I say. One day, man. I'll fit it in that one day, but I got it.
Buy clothes that are smaller.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. The motivation. That's what Roy's saying.
Yeah.
704 says that they're just with you, Lauren. They have a whole closet full of nothing to wear because they can't fit in anymore. 828 says, can we talk about how mullets are back?
Yeah, right. Seriously, everything comes back in.
I play Morgan Wallen. It seems like this is the first star I saw do it, and I hate it.
Were mullets ever, I know they were a thing, but were they ever quote unquote in?
Yeah. Andre Agassi had the best one in the 90s. Yeah.
I'm bringing back my red. Oh.
Interesting. We got this from Reddit. If it wasn't for Reddit and the Whisper app, would we ever have a show?
No.
In our lives?
They pretty much, that's our show.
Well, there's so many great things shared on Reddit. And the conversation is awesome to bring to you guys on the radio. And of course, we want you to join in at 704-570-9595. Answer this question. The weirdest compliment you've ever received was blank. The weirdest compliment you've ever received is blank. Somebody once told me that I had a good nose.
That's a weird compliment.
Right? That's what I thought.
But, you know, you do have a very nice nose.
Thank you. They said your nose fits your face nicely. And then they go, look at my nose. And the nose was bent. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that is a nice quality in you is your nose.
What about my profile, Roy?
That's not bad.
So I have a nice nose.
Yeah.
The strangest, weirdest compliments you've ever received, 704-570-9595, according to Reddit. My 4-year-old son told me I smelled like music. When I asked what kind of music, he said, music you dance to. Still the best compliment I've ever gotten.
Aw.
Let's see. I had pink eye, and the nurse was looking into the non-infected eye and said, you have beautiful retinas.
Why, thank you.
Beautiful redness.
Isn't that a weird?
That's weird.
Didn't somebody give you a strange compliment when you were like, they held the door for you or something? Why is, Lauren, something's coming back to me.
I don't know. I feel like every pregnant woman always gets the strange compliment that's like, oh, you're so big. And you're like, that's not nice to say to a pregnant woman.
Mm. Oh, the backhanded compliments,
yeah,
too?
But they mean it like, oh, yeah, you're so pregnant. But they say something else, and you're like, okay.
That's like my buddy Randy lost 175 pounds, and someone says, wow, you know, you dress really nice now. Now?
What?
Yeah. You know what my mom does? My mom's got this move, and she did it obviously with Amanda. She goes, oh, you're getting so big. Yeah. And her thought is like the bigger you get, the closer you are to having the baby. So that was like, you know, she'd say, you're getting so big, we're almost there type thing.
Right.
You know, but it doesn't come off that way all the time.
Right.
Let's see. I went to my 25th high school reunion, and a woman I knew then didn't recognize me. When I told her my name, she goes, oh, my gosh, you look so good now. These are the weirdest compliments people have gotten. Let's see.
I had someone compliment my jaw, and I'm like, I can't even find my jaw. I was like, I do not have a good jawline.
Let me see.
I have a double chin.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but your chin, like the actual chin, forget what's underneath it. Loren, we're getting lots of text messages in at 704-570-9595.
We are. Somebody just texted in and said, a lady at the grocery store told me that I made beautiful babies and to make sure I have some more.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Let me close the blind so Loren doesn't.
Thank you.
It was storming 10 minutes ago here in South Bend, and now the sun's blasting through.
It's beautiful. Sorry.
Somebody else said if I was going to have an affair, it would be with you.
That's what someone said to somebody?
It's a compliment, but it's a creepy compliment. It's an awkward compliment.
It is an awkward compliment.
Mm-hmm. But I would feel really flattered if someone told me that.
I would feel awkward afterwards.
I'd say, well, thank you. I mean, no thank you, but thank you.
I'm kind of thinking I would agree with you, Roy.
This is Jen in Statesville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi.
Go ahead, tell us.
So I have been told that I look like my dad. They say, oh, my gosh, you look so much like your dad. Well, I don't know my real dad, and it's my stepdad that I'm always with.
Yeah.
That's interesting, though. I wonder if there's some... how long have you been with your stepdad?
My mom and stepdad have been married for 15 years.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something to it, though, where, like, maybe you morph in.
Well, but mom has a type.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
You know what I mean? Like, mom clearly... The next guy kind of looks like her other dad, her real dad...
Yeah, did you ask mom that, Jen? That's a good question from Roy ask your
mom. He said that my biological father is big and stocky, and my stepdad is kind of, like, scrawny and skinny. I understand because he was in the military. He was very skinny, so.
Or maybe it's a complexion thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, feature-wise or something like that. I don't know.
Jen.
I have a friend who, her parents adopted a child, like, later on in life. And I think that child looks like she fits right into their family.
Mm.
Like, literally, you would not know that she was adopted.
Mm-hmm. 704 said, during an ultrasound, I was told that I have beautiful fallopian tubes. I've been riding that high for years. If you're ever feeling down about yourself, 704, just think about your beautiful fallopian tubes. Strange compliments you've gotten. My doctor was checking me to see if I was ready to give birth at 42 weeks. And she looked at me and said, nope. You're tight and cute.
You're tight and cute. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of doctors are saying things to pregnant patients. I guess because when you're pregnant.
You take everything the wrong way. You're hormonal.
You look different. You feel different.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? My coworker told me I had a nice philtrum. Oh, that's the space between your upper lip and your nose. All right, you have a pretty nice philtrum.
I guess.
Is that the little bow in your lip?
I guess. I was just looking at myself on our TV cameras, and I mean,
it looks normal. Let's put a picture of Roy's philtrum up at the MRL show. You can go look at it.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, bud. Ride that high for a little while.
That's my only good feature. Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
All right, so how long are leftovers good for?
I had turkey yesterday, and that would have been 1, 2, 3, 4 days.
Still good.
Turkey's still good?
Yeah, I think so.
Mashed potatoes, too.
I think a week.
You are wrong. Needs to be thrown away.
What?
Yep. Today's your food's no longer good. So a good rule of thumb is if within 2 hours after the meal was served, your food didn't make it to the fridge, you got to throw it out.
What?
Oh, well, mine made it within 2 hours.
Within 2 hours after it being served, after it being cooked, if it didn't make it into the fridge, it's trash. Now, once it gets into the fridge, you got 4 days in the fridge. 4.
Okay, so a lot of people are going to be cleaning out their refrigerators today.
Now, for many pies, especially fruit pies, those really were only 2 days.
Really?
But the general rule of thumb, you can look at maybe like 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, if you with frozen food, you have to, after you've served it, and like if you were going to put it in the fridge, you have to immediately put it in the freezer. You can't wait 4 days and now freeze it.
Mm.
Yeah, I knew that.
You can't wait 4 days in the freezer. But if you immediately froze it after the Thanksgiving meal, that'll last you 2 to 6 months. But technically today, you should not be eating Thanksgiving. Growing up, we used to always do that. Dad would have a turkey sandwich, take it to work Monday morning.
That's what I had yesterday. And 704 said, I don't eat leftovers after the third day. And then we just got another email or text message from someone who says, eat them, guys. As long as the food was properly stored, it's good. I'm finishing off leftovers today for lunch.
Yeah, you know what? 3 days, I would think, from a restaurant, like you're bringing it home from a restaurant, because kind of like what Roy said, if it didn't get put in the refrigerator in the first 2 hours, it's not okay. Right. But I think, I don't know. I think we eat our turkey for like either until it's gone or 7 days.
Well, the FDA says you're screwed.
Well, I'm just, you know what? I'm one stomach flu away from my target weight. Maybe I will get back in those someday jeans.
just tell me this. I have a turkey leg, the same that we would get at the Renaissance Festival, in my refrigerator. Can I not freeze it now?
No.
No, not technically. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still would. Yeah. And I would, by the way, be eating my food for a week. I mean, it would be Thursday. I'd be still poking around.
Happy second Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, Wednesday night, I'd still be poking around in that.
That's what I'm doing.
But there's some stuff that just...
Like, I don't think mashed potatoes is good for me.
The texture on the mashed potato starts going away.
Mm-hmm. We used to make mashed potatoes, because mashed potatoes goes bad so quickly, we would make them into fried potato cakes. We would take them and then we'd fry them.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. And we'd have fried potato cakes because it goes bad so quickly.
You should do a recipe online today for one of your blogs.
I should, although I'm trying to do a low-calorie thing. I mean, let me tell you, fried potato cake... Ain't nothing low calorie about them. I mean, it's filled with fats.
That's so fun. Yeah. if you have time to do so, Roy's Filth Room is posted at Kiss95.1. I'm sorry, at the MRL show on our Instagram.
And I've been told it's the sexiest thing on my body.
Isn't it Filtrum? No?
Filtrum, yes.
Yeah.
Filtrum, Roy's Filtrum. If you don't know what we're talking about, just go to at the MRL show and check our story. You can sit back and admire Roy's Filtrum. Mm-hmm. It's in all of its glory.
It's sexy.
And we have an arrow pointing to it also.
That's good, because just in case you can't see it.
Or you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a quick break. When we come back, we got to talk about why a man was slapped, Loren, during a proposal.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this.
We'll talk about it next.
Living life through Roy's eyes.
I know I see Jupiter as clear as day at night. I don't know if that matters.
You see Jupiter clear as day at night?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hear Roy weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show.
You're stupid.
Oh, we love you, buddy. You're not stupid. You're unique. Strange compliments that you've gotten. Somebody told me I was unique.
Thank you.
We're going to tell you why this woman smacked her man during a proposal coming up here in 30 seconds, but we want to remind everyone that Thursday is a really important day on the Manny, Ryan, Loren show. It's our annual Secret Santa.
It's to benefit Novant Health at Hemby Children's Hospital, presented by CPI Security. Thursday, we're going to be raising money for them kids inside the hospital.
We will see you bright and early Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to kick that off. Now, Loren, why would someone smack somebody who is proposing to them?
I assume he did something dumb.
Or maybe she didn't want to get proposed and she was like, stop, I don't want this.
Maybe.
There is that viral clip that went around of that woman being proposed to at, I want to say, a hockey game. And he gets down on a knee and he brings the camera over so it's all over the stadium and all over the arena. And she's not mad. She's mad. She doesn't want to marry the guy, clearly.
Get up. Get up.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Talking through your teeth while you're trying to smile.
And she like throws the ring at him, and it's terrible. Well, this woman went viral on TikTok. A guy who thought he had chosen the most magical moment to propose to his girlfriend did not get what he was expecting. Gracie O'Neill shared that her boyfriend and her were standing in front of the castle at Disneyland posing for a photo when he then made his move. But as he started to get down on one knee to pop the question, she didn't think he was serious and smacked him in the head. And it turns out Gracie had been burned by a fake proposal in the past.
Ooh, who jokes about that?
I don't know. This time, though, the man was serious about it, and he generally asked to marry him. And she put the video on TikTok. Like we said, it got over 500,000 views. But she said that the proposal was happy ending. She shared a full video, which shows her reacting in shock and, of course, happiness, saying yes in the video's description. Seriously, the happiest day of my life, she posted.
Good.
But it's always funny when you hear stories about people's proposals going wrong. Like, Roy, when you got down on a knee.
I couldn't get back up. I had a bad leg, knee, and then, but I rehearsed a million times. Don't get down on that knee. Get on the other knee so you can get back up easier. I got down on the wrong knee.
Right away.
Boy. So I was like, all right, I need help back up.
Yeah. What happened during your proposal, 704-570-9595? What made your proposal unique, like a wreck maybe?
704-570-9595.
Do you remember a couple years ago we were talking about a guy who proposed to his fiance on a dock?
Yes, and he dropped the ring in the water.
It was off the coast.
It was like, right here in
in North Carolina.
Yeah, it was.
Uh-huh.
And
I think we had them on the show, didn't we?
I think so. And they found the ring. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that all sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a terrible proposal. It wasn't like she was mad. She wanted to say yes.
Yeah.
He just happened to drop the ring.
I would say this is just some bad energy. I need to retract my previous statements.
I think I would just be not upset with Dallas, but irritated that he picked that place. I'm like, couldn't you see that going bad in your head? I could see that.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of people on hold that are going to tell us their proposal disaster, and also a text message from someone, which I thought only happened in movies and in a Simpsons cartoon. We'll explain coming up next.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right. What are we doing here? I forgot. What day is it? Monday?
Yep, sure is.
That's right.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
And I know that because you had a short week last week, you better strap in. We're all back to work, people.
Yeah, that's true. We're taking calls on why you need to do a proposal redo. What happened during your proposal that was a nightmare? Some woman slapped her now fiance in the head when he got down on a knee at Disneyland because she thought it was a fake proposal. So there's video of him getting down on a knee and her hitting him. Somebody from 704 sent a text message and said, I put the ring in champagne and toasted my now wife and she drank it.
No
way. And swallowed the ring, which is what I thought only happened in movies and an episode of The Simpsons.
There's no way.
See it.
There's no way.
I told him to call.
Did she pass it?
I'm assuming so. That's why I told him to call, because the question now is like, is she wearing it?
And by the way, diamonds can cut glass, so.
Yeah, your intestines are.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's talk with Taylor and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Taylor. Go ahead. What happened with your proposal?
Okay, it wasn't a nightmare, but my now fiance went and picked up Chick-fil-A breakfast and brought it home, and he had written, will you marry me, in my hash brown box. I'm a huge Chick-fil-A lover. And I opened it next to him, and I was just sitting there eating it and didn't see it. So he was just sitting there looking at me on
the That's funny. So what did he say to you?
He eventually pointed it out and then got down on one knee and proposed and asked me, but I felt really bad. It was so cute, though. This is really funny.
That's awesome. Thanks, Taylor. Yeah, that's kind of like drinking the ring.
Mm-hmm. That's Steven in Stanfield. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. Now, why would your wife make you propose twice?
Well, it is a crazy story. I go to this restaurant. We go to this really nice restaurant, and I get on one knee. And the waiters are walking over my legs to serve us. And I get down, I propose, and she starts clapping real loud, starts laughing. And then I stand up, and she doesn't give me an answer. And then she tells me to do it again. And I get back down, and I propose, and she tells me yes. And it's just, it was a crazy day.
Yeah, there's a couple things to unpack here. Like, for one, you're down on a knee to propose in this nice restaurant, and I love that the staff is, they don't care about that.
Right.
They're walking over you to get to their tables.
Read
which is
a room.
Which is good.
It was insane because this guy kept walking over top of me. Like, he was bringing me my water, and then he was bringing me my silverware, and my wife is watching him, and I'm watching her, and wow.
Yeah, dude, timing is everything, bro.
Yeah.
Can you back off with my water for a minute? But I'm guessing what happened, Roy and Lorraine, is that she got Steven's now wife got so excited. She did the, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Now do it again because I was so overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like the other guy. I have a bad knee, so I had to get back on that same knee, too. It was a rough day, too. But it was a great day. I mean, it was a fantastic day. I hope she's not listening.
Thanks, Steven. Thanks for sharing.
And I'm glad I'm not the only one who have issues getting back up.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk with Shelby in Lincolnton. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi. So mine's not completely, you know, a disaster or anything, but we actually went to Bike Week back in September.
Mm-hmm.
And my fiance was talking to a bunch of our friends, and they're like, okay, now's the perfect time to do it. Well, come to find out later, I figure out that he had totally forgot about it. He had said that he was going to do it and then forget. But on top of that, so what they stop a concert, Throwdown Johnson's in concert down at the Beaver Bar down there. And so they get, one of our friends is completely wasted, bless his heart. And he gets up on stage and he's like, listen, this guy's going to propose. Y'all got to stop the concert. So they stop the concert in the middle of the concert. And my now fiance gets up on stage and he's like, I need Shelby Clark up here. And so I go up there and he proposes and then, he tries to put the ring on the wrong finger.
Mm.
So I'm nonchalantly, like, patting him on the face, and I'm like, yes, babe, but listen, you're putting it on the wrong finger. Let's put it on the right finger. And so everybody just starts laughing. And then what a guy that used to be my stepdad that's still like a dad to me was there. And he after I said yes, and everybody's, like, you know, clapping and screaming and everything, he's like, wait a minute, you didn't ask me for permission. So he has to ask him for permission, and he's like, yeah, you can. And then my fiance's like, well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I love that you stopped your friend. It was your fiance's friend who stopped the concert and said, hold on a second.
Yeah.
We got a big proposal coming. And the band was like, all right, well, hold on a minute.
Not?
Thanks, Shelby. One more because Sarah texted us.
Okay, go ahead, Sarah. In Locust, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, thank you. So when my husband proposed, we had our little dog with us, and she was on a leash, and she started wrapping around my legs and saw another dog and started to run, and I got rope burn, like, all across my legs.
A good thing it was a little dog and not a big dog that ended up dragging you during their proposal.
Yeah, that would not have been good.
That's funny. Thanks for sharing, and thanks for texting us. You can keep the conversation going. In for Thanksgiving, obviously. Everybody was kind of being safe, but I did tear it up. Like, I was 25 again.
Yeah?
On two nights.
You, go out Wednesday or something?
No,
like,
I didn't go out. Well, I went out of my house, and I went down the street to my buddy's house.
Yeah?
Four houses down, Roy. He's got the most beautiful thing in his garage. I brought the beers, and I've been drinking all day, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, we were off. So by the time I got there, it was like a frat party. We had Alt Nation playing on Sirius XM, and we were listening to, you know, all these old songs like Pearl Jam and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the most beautiful thing in his garage, foosball. Oh, how I love foosball, and I forgot how much I loved foosball.
Okay.
My neighbor Nick got the foosball table from his neighbor on the other side of him that I don't know very well. That guy brings this foosball table to Nick's garage and says, take it. The you know, his daughters, your girls will love it.
Yeah.
I said, forget the girls. I love foosball. This is my new hangout spot. We played, me and my buddy Nick and my other buddy Dave played and drank Wednesday night. We put the kids to bed. We probably played for 3 hours listening to music, drinking beers.
I'm sure your wife was enamored.
She was gone. She was home sleeping. She was pumped that I was out of the house. But it was awesome because I haven't really played foos in a long time. And I forgot how good I was, by the way. Producer Nicole, if you want to come, I know you're competitive. If you want to come get a little foosball.
Okay.
Did you play it?
I have.
I know these two don't.
I've never legit played it.
And I'm not even sure Roy could point to a foosball table.
No, it's the thing with the sticks and the ball. And you twist the sticks.
But yeah, it's the soccer. Okay. It's the table soccer game with the yes.
It's the worst game out of all the games to play. It's if I ever go to anything, it's the one table I refuse to go to.
Bite your tongue.
It's the worst.
See, I feel like it's a game that you get the most hype over.
Dude, we were flying. And we were playing because there was only three of us. So we couldn't play teams. So we were playing a round-robin tournament.
Air hockey is way better.
Oh, air hockey is better. But we used to play foosball at Queen Park Social with the kids.
They did, and they also had the hockey game there, which was fun.
You know, every time I see a foosball table, I'm like, people still play this 1915 game?
Look at it. I had a blast playing foos on Wednesday night to the point where, like, I was sad to go home. I was like, okay, it's over. We're out of beer. I was starting to yawn. And if you're not playing, you get tired just watching, you know?
Yeah.
So that was Wednesday night. Before
every time I played, I'm like, thank God they made video games.
Oh,
I can play something.
I don't know. It was just brought me back to my youth. And then Saturday night, the same crew, me, my buddy Nick, and Dave, went into my garage to watch the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. fight.
Now that's more exciting than foosball.
Yeah, it really wasn't. The fight itself wasn't that good. Who's the YouTuber? Jake Paul?
Yep. He was canceled a while ago.
Yeah, he fought, didn't he?
Jake Paul fought and knocked this guy out. His name is Nate Robinson, and he's a former NBA basketball player. He actually won the slam dunk contest like 3 different years.
That was an undercard, though, right?
It wasn't an undercard. Like, okay. It was right before the Tyson-Jones fight. But I think that fight was the best fight of the night. This Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. Apparently, they were talking crap to each other online.
And so they settled it in the ring as a viral stunt.
Nate Robinson's like, yo. And it's Jake Paul's second fight.
Oh, okay.
He'd fought somebody else before. I don't know who. And then, by the way, after he beat Nate Robinson, he called out Conor McGregor. Like, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you nuts? You're going to get your head ripped off.
You're really reaching for it, huh?
But he took this guy, Nate Robinson, who's like 5'11", which is short for a basketball player, Roy.
Okay.
And Nate's like, yo, I'm an athlete. I tried out to be a football player with the Seattle Seahawks. I played professional basketball. I could take boxing, no problem. He got knocked out 3 times. And the last time he got knocked out, it was like a cartoon where he just fell straight to the mat.
Really? Do you think it was staged?
Probably.
We mentioned that it could have been a couple times, but
anything that's like viral, hokey like that, I wonder.
The replay of the punch, though, you know, they show it 20 different angles, looked legit. Like he legit got knocked out.
Okay.
You know, but the real winner of the night was Snoop Dogg.
He fought?
No, bro. He was the announcer.
I'm so excited.
He was the announcer, and it made me realize how boring regular announcers are.
No, yeah, yeah.
Snoop was smoking and announcing.
That's like when Snoop does that Jimmy Kimmel bit where he is the commentator for National Geographic videos.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it was his alligator.
Yeah. Bit. He's like, uh-oh, watch out for that flamingo, cuz. He's going to come get you, cuz. It is so funny. He was awesome. When Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. started fighting at first, it was a real sloppy kind of fight. One's 54, the other one's 51 years old.
Yeah, I mean.
So there's a lot of hugging and holding. Snoop said, this looks like two baby mamas fighting at a barbecue.
Wait,
like, we gotta get in there, cuz.
Was that on the actual broadcast?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. The broadcast was brought to you by weed.com or something.
Oh,
it was a pay-per-view. You had to pay $50 for it.
I can't wait to see the video of just Snoop.
Too.
I love Snoop Dogg. He does this like cooking videos he posts online.
He's so funny.
And I can't get over his kitchen. Because he's got security cameras everywhere. And I'm like, that's a true gangster. Yes. Yeah. But you still got the security cam, even in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that his son bet him who was supposed to win, and I guess Snoop lost. Snoop took Roy Jones, and so he goes, oh, man, my son's already texting to run to me with the money. But I want Snoop to do everything, like football. Yeah. Like Snoop in the Monday Night Football booth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't need Tony Romo on Sunday to tell me the X's and O's of the play. We can see it. I want comedy.
Here's the thing. If you have it on in the background, then I want the good guys. But if I'm just, like, sitting there and watching and I can see it for myself, I want the fun stuff.
Yeah, Michael Strahan?
Mm-hmm.
He's on everything. Let's take him up at Snoop Dogg.
Oh. Why don't we put Snoop Dogg? You know who needs ratings? Is that CBS morning show. They're losing to the Today Show and Good Morning America.
Oh, I never think about the CBS morning show.
That's the one with Gail King.
Okay. Didn't know that.
And Charlie Rose was on it, but he got thrown off in the whole Me Too Time's Up thing.
All right, so Snoop.
So Snoop and Gail, that'd be awesome.
Although, I do kind of want my news to be delivered in a professional way.
You don't want your news ain't going to be smoking a spliff?
No, I just want the option.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how we have an HD1 and an HD2?
Yeah.
That's what I need on TV with Snoop.
Anyway, if you watch the fight, then you know what we're talking about. But we'll put clips. There's funny clips that we could find. We'll put them up at kiss951.com of Snoop doing the commentary.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
You want to be smarter? You can, of course, read a lot of books, take an extra class like Loren did at one point.
You went, I'm no smarter.
Took Italian class and dropped out in 2 weeks. Roy, you went and got your real estate license.
Yeah.
You also took a Harvard online business class, which makes you a Harvard graduate.
I mean, if you really want to be loose with it, sure. I took a...
Yeah. I mean, you guys are smart. You do you expand your horizons. Now, a new study says that just by doing this can make you a lot smarter. A new study finds that sipping on cocoa can make you think faster and be sharper with those cognitive benefits that help you think faster and become smarter, according to a complex mental test that just took place.
Can you be clear, when you say sip on cocoa, are you referring to like cocoa mixed with sugar, hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate.
Or are you just saying like that straight up cocoa powder?
According to the University of Birmingham, they split participants into two groups. One got hot chocolate.
Okay.
And the other got a placebo drink. The hot chocolate had flavanols. The placebo drink did not have flavanols.
I don't know what a flavanol is.
How do you not know that you have a placebo hot chocolate, by the way?
Yeah.
Huh, like this, so there's that.
This doesn't taste very chocolatey. Huh.
The group who drank the flavanols before the brain test finished up 11% faster.
No wonder the other ones were smarter. They gave the dumb people the placebo drink.
These experiments use cocoa, but flavanols are really common and are found in tea, red wine, and fruits and vegetables. Red wine, yes.
Yeah?
I do think faster when I'm arguing drunk on red wine.
Mm. Are you sure it's just not the sugar getting people wired up to
That's
do a
what
task?
I would think.
Listen, this is a study from the University of Birmingham. They're the ones that did the study, bud. We found this on a website called Insider. You know when you drink red wine, Loren, and you're arguing with Dallas and you have a sharp tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because they have the flavanols. Mm. So when Dallas says something and you go, well, you do too.
Mm. I always have a sharp tongue.
Well, so do you. Well, fine. I'll do it anyway. Mm. By the way, the study also said that blood oxygen levels in their brains increased after consuming these flavanols. Mm. Flavanols seem to be like the answer to everything. I mean, forget the vaccine. I want flavanols.
There you go.
I want a flavanol injection. Anyway, drink hot chocolate if you want to be smarter.
And wine.
And wine, more importantly. Whoa. All right, we've got Loren getting one last look at celebrity gossip for us. Coming up in just about 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. Loren, what's going on in Hollywood?
So, Jennifer Lawrence and her family suffered a loss over this past holiday weekend. Their Kentucky family farm has burned down.
Mm.
Camp Hi-Ho in Simpsonville, Kentucky, had a devastatingly horrible fire. And they're now dealing with that. And the fire itself is under investigation.
Wow. I saw some, the guy, the CEO of Zappos, who resigned in September, who apparently gave a ton of money, like a major philanthropist, gave money to so many different causes, died in a Connecticut fire. But they said he was he died surrounded by family and friends after injuries sustained in a fire, but there was no more detail.
Oh, maybe he suffered smoke inhalation, maybe?
Like, probably trying to save people from a family home.
Yeah.
It was sad, man.
That's really unfortunate. Former President Barack Obama says that Drake could play him in a future movie.
Yes.
He says that Drake seems to be able to do anything he wants, and he's very talented. And Drake showed some interest back in a 2010 interview that he would like to portray the future president or the former president in the future.
Okay.
So, our good friend Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo are spending, or they spent this past holiday in the clink. Well, their daughter Isabella is doing just fine. Did you see this?
No.
She was in a luxury 5-star resort in California while her parents are sitting in jail for something that they did for her. So they'll be home by Christmas, but she was living it up on the beach.
What's she going to do? Go visit?
Yeah. You go if your mother and father are in the clink for something that they did for you on Thanksgiving, you probably, I don't know, yeah, I guess you go see them.
But you're assuming that she asked them. You know, a lot of times these parents are like, we're going to get you into the best school, honey. Yes. We're going to do that.
Okay, but I'm not defending what they did in any way, shape, or form. But they thought they were doing something good for her.
Okay.
Like, unless the relationship is totally broken between the parents and the kid, and they're never going to talk again, you probably should go see your family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
When you go out of your way in Dallas to buy cash that Corvette for his first car, and he doesn't come out and say, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, that means he didn't want it as badly as you did.
That's fair, but he still needs to come see me on Thanksgiving. Now, if I stole the car, if I stole the car and he got caught pulling it over, I'd still want him to come see me in jail.
Are you going to buy Cash's first car? Or are you going to make him work for
it? No, I'll make him work for it. Dallas and I both had to work for our first cars.
Very good.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you guys.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Mister over there.
Dad got me my first car.
I know
car.
He did.
He got you everything.
He bought me my second car, too.
Riddled with privilege.
I happen to be his favorite child.
Okay. The only thing my dad did for me.
Riddled with privilege.
Riddled with privilege.
The only thing my dad did for me is he told me that he would match whatever I could come up with for a down payment.
What? How much did you come up with?
Like $1,000. That was it.
What did you get for $2,000?
I put a down payment on a car, then I had payments.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. If my dad said I would match your down payment, I'd somehow get like $5,000. I'd be doing everything I can.
That's funny. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have the money that my parents had growing up to give me the car.
Yeah, you spend it all now while they're alive.
Right. My dad's going through all of our money that we're supposed to be getting.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Terrible
anyway.
Parent.
If you want more celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com.
All right. Don't forget, Thursday, our big day, Secret Santa. This year, we are going to spotlight a hospital right here in the Carolinas. That hospital, of course, is Novant Hemby Children's Hospital.
Now, you can join Loren this Wednesday from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at New Valet Rooftop 22 as we celebrate the kickoff to our Secret Santa Radiothon.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's a shopping event. So, you know, proceeds from drinks and your purchases from the shops that are going to be there will go towards Secret Santa.
Awesome. And then, of course, you could go online right now and donate. Make your donations at kiss951.com to help the kids locally from a great hospital.
Yes.
Right here in Uptown Charlotte. Okay, we'll see everybody Tuesday morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.